My name is Christian Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM. In a dream, drinking strawberry lemonade, feeding quarters to a pinball game, and getting paid to look the other way. My foam finger slapped me right in the face. I banged my head on the plexiglass. I can't remember where my house is at. And this mom's against drunk driving that keeps playing on a loop in the back of the cab. What a pitiful hill to climb. Every night of my evil fucking life, to await to the end of the line. I swear I'm really done this time. I said goodbye to my oldest friend. Could barely string together sentences then. $100 bill folded into his hand. I'll see you on the other side of the fence. I need headphones to fall asleep. I close my eyes and I pretend to be in my little room on Rosemary. Stepdad reading Treasure Island to me. Pain is a way you can move through time and visit people that are gone in your mind and smooth over every wrinkle you find. The truth can't hurt you if you know it's a lie. I've had this thing that Joan said to me, circling in my head the last few weeks. We were raised on dreams that keep turning our fingers green. Our baby boomer's last acid trip. I'm pushing up a casket lid. Just some jacker and the petals in a basket, wrapped up in plastic. Everything is an accident. God's truth is elastic. We sent a man to the moon and back again, strapped into a trash can.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
Today we are coming to you from the ancestral lands of the Musqueam people on the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. And today we're taking you back to the garden.
Yes, we are. Welcome back.
It's been a week break. We're now going bi-weekly, so we haven't spoken to you in a while. But we are so ecstatic today to be doing a show about Christian Lee Hudson's show now 2 weeks ago at the Hollywood.
Yeah. He did a co-headlining tour with Fen Lily, a British indie artist, and we'll be covering her set, I think, in our next episode.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
But we were fortunate enough to get the chance to interview Christian Lee in the green room before the concert started. We spoke to him about...
Many things.
We asked him about his music, about the most recent tour, about some garden-related questions.
Some collaboration questions.
Some collaborations, and just some meditations on life and his, you know... what he likes to read, what he likes to watch, what music he likes to consume. We had a really lovely chat with him. He is, both me and Molly, one of our favorite artists, I'd say. He opened for Phoebe Bridgers on her tour last August, which was, we went to both, it was two concerts, we went to both of them. And I feel like that's when I really fell in love with his music because I'd been listening to it since 2020, but he is a really good live performer, I'd say. He has a lot of character on stage.
Yeah.
Tells a lot of stories.
Him and Fen, it was just as much a little comedy show.
Totally.
In between every single song, he was cracking jokes. I have like countless recordings of just little anecdotes between songs, and I wish we could share it with you all today. But without further ado, I think we're just going to get into the interview we did with him. And later on in the hour, we can talk a little bit more about our experience at the show. And of course, we've got an incredible lineup of his stuff to play for you today. So without further ado, I think we're just going to play the interview. We hope you enjoy. He has a lot of great stuff to say, so enjoy.
Sam.
And I'm Molly.
And you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and we're taking you...
back to the garden, but this time live from the Hollywood. We're very excited today to be with Christian Lee Hudson.
What's up, listeners? This is Christian Lee Hudson. Hi, how are you?
I hope they're all well.
I hope they're well. Yeah, I'm gonna hope so.
We'll never know.
By the time this airs.
We just wanted to ask what your favorite book or movie or both is right now, especially since you're on tour. Is there any like comfort piece of media?
Yeah, I've been reading. My favorite thing that I've read recently is the new George Saunders book of short stories, Liberation Day. I can't stop thinking about it. There's one story in it that's really good about. It's like a letter from a grandfather to a grandchild that is amazing. In the van, I'm kind of cycling through a bunch of different things. I read a lot of like poetry. I've been reading this poet Franz Wright a lot. Movies, I haven't had a lot of time to watch movies recently, but there was some talk that we were going to try and watch the Super Mario Brothers movie in the van tomorrow.
I've heard great things.
I saw the Super Mario Brothers movie. I thought, you know what, it was entertaining. I got closure because I feel like the characters, like, we never really know what happens to them.
Yeah, you never know about them.
Yeah, and they have, like, personality suddenly.
I don't even know their relationship to one another.
No, that's the thing. It's one of the, like, I have no idea, like, where they're all supposed to be from or, like, what's going on.
What is your favorite album to listen to on tour? Or, like, a comfort artist?
Well, in the van, I kind of just try to listen to... I embarrassingly listen to my Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. I always find cool shit that I didn't know about on there. But for when I'm, like, flying, this record, Mid-Air, by the songwriter Paul Buchanan, who's a Scottish songwriter. Just piano and voice mainly. And
that's beautiful.
One of the greatest singers alive, I think.
And the album's Mid-Air, and you're listening to it in the air.
Yeah, I never thought about that, really.
Cool.
Another music-related question. Part of our show is that, like, in the latter half, we like to play songs that, like, the artist personally likes or is inspired by.
Yeah.
Can you recommend one or two songs that are, like, your go-to right now?
Oh, yeah. Porn Star by Renny Conti.
Mm.
He's this singer-songwriter from Brooklyn.
Cool.
Gypsy's such a funny songwriter. Like, it's a hilarious and heartbreaking song with an unlikely narrator and hero. What else am I listening to? I listen to so much Amy Mann. The album Mental Illness is my favorite.
Yeah.
So I listen to that over and over and over and over again. There's one song by this songwriter, James McMurtry, that I listen to on repeat called You Got to Me. It's about a guy like going to his high school reunion and it's either a high school reunion or a wedding or something, and like everyone is like, it's just a sad story about getting older and like people being single or divorced or whatever, and they're like trying to like how they're like all like old and desperate and like trying to get laid, you know, mid to late 40s or whatever. But it's a really good song.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I love the stories behind your recommendations.
Yeah,
I love a good story. I love something that winds up in a song that you're like you have to engage with.
Yes,
right.
You know there are that. Forces you to be like, oh yeah, that's so cool. I didn't know you could write a song about that.
I think that kind of leads into one question that I really wanted to ask, which is, I would say Northsiders is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, thanks.
Hearing that opening for Phoebe, like that, it was such a beautiful like time of year, and like I just like levitated in my little scene. Oh, perfume. Yeah. It's a really beautiful song.
It
but,
is
like,
really touching, yeah.
And like that, I guess that whole album is just... I've heard you describe it as like stories from like high school and like,
yeah,
but I just wanted to know more about that song in particular without giving away the mystery.
Yeah. It's mainly about like, I had a group of friends in high school. I feel like we all do that. We're just like, I don't know where we fit in like the pecking order of high school, but it's like not losers, but not definitely not popular by any stretch of the imagination.
There's like an in between.
Yeah, there's like a weird in between, just kind of ignored. You're just kind of coasting by. Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just kind of about all. It's an amalgamation of a bunch of different friends I had growing up, and like the kind of, I don't know, just the awkwardness of getting older and then going to college and like losing some people, and like you, just like the confusing thing that happens. You go through a decade of your life and you think that your life is going to turn out this one way, and then something happens or whatever that completely you have to like figure out how to like restructure your entire life, and it feels like starting from ground zero. That's what high school felt like to me, is like who knows, you know, life felt like it was going to happen one way, and then it was like, shit, it's not. Now I have to figure out something else, and I don't know. It's not exclusive to high school, though. I feel like you do that. I'm doing that right now, kind of, too. So
it's like, that's what life is, like a constant cycle of, like, having a plan. And if one thing happens, that plan is no longer possible now.
Yes. It makes you feel foolish for all the planning that we do.
Yeah, why do we plan then? In that case.
A continuous ritual of coming of age.
I'm tired of... I don't want to come of age anymore.
I know. When will I be? It's not the question. Awesome. Okay. I think I have a few questions that are kind of related to that album. And I'm curious... This will maybe be tricky to do on the spot. But if you had to describe beginners in one word... versus quitters in one word, how would you, what's the like mood of the album?
Or even, because I know the album covers like contrasts and like, one's kind of a dark, moody sunset. They're both really beautiful.
They're
both incredible album covers, but like, is there a reason behind like the very bright, springy?
I would say beginners is like a hopeful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopeful and confused.
Okay, nice.
Choose two words to.
You can choose.
You can choose as many.
Quitters, obsessed with time. It's like time sad.
Okay.
Time sad, like coping with change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the opposite of nostalgic, almost maybe.
Trying to be opposite of nostalgic. There's not a lot of looking back. It's kind of trying to write presently.
I read that Beginners, I know Phoebe produced both albums correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Beginners went through three versions before you produced the final.
It actually went through five versions.
Oh my god. Okay.
Do you want to talk on that? What was that process like?
I was just kind of like, I had all these songs for a really long time, and I was just figuring out the way that I wanted to record them, and I didn't really know what I sounded like, or I didn't feel like I was allowed to sound how I just sound when I'm playing guitar in my house. So it was a lot of just like, oh, well, let's do like a big rocking band version of this, and then it would be like, oh, it doesn't really work, or like, let's do like a weird synthy version, you know, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are a bunch of weird elements of all the other iterations of the record that hopefully we'll release a bunch of it someday for like an anniversary or something, because it'd be funny to have everyone hear the funny versions of things. But yeah, that's kind of what that was like. And I feel like Phoebe just kind of gave me the confidence to sound like I already do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Would you say, we want to know a lot about like all your collaborations.
Yeah.
Can you just speak to collaborating with all these different artists and what it's like and how it's improved?
have influenced your solo music too. Yeah.
I mean, I think I've gotten really lucky in the last like 5 years or so, where I've gotten to work with just people that I actually like really admire and respect.
Yeah, it's an incredible list of people that you.
It's so fucking cool. Like I didn't really ever imagine that I would get to work with so many people that I actually just. Where it's really easy. A lot of them I feel like are just people that I was already friends with or whatever, and then we'd sit down and like try something out, and if it, you know, I feel like how we always approach everything, most me and my friends, is like, let's see if something happens, and if it does, so we'll you know, keep working on it. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's just fun for me to, it's just fun for me to do. I love all my friends and I love hanging out with them, and I it's easy to do good work when you're just like, it's just
you're just hanging out.
Yeah, the beauty of it is to hang out and have fun with your friends and make each other laugh. And you know, I'm lucky also that a lot of the people that I work with, it's like we all have like similar musical vocabulary and like things that we
you all fit
all
into
love.
The same
yeah
like wonderful like not genre maybe genre but you all I feel like all the music complements each other very
yeah
well.
We all love the songs in that way, and it's also such a cool learning thing for me, because like working everyone works kind of differently. Like I worked with my friend Samia on her last record.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
how we worked was completely different than how Phoebe and I have worked together, or you know, all these other people. Or we'll just like sit in a room and be like, how many jokes can we make to each other?
Yeah.
And we're going to try and fit them all in. And it's like fast and fun. And,
no, because I imagine it's different with like every person. Like, I feel like anytime
I
share any of my work with anyone, I like even like introduce it differently. It's like more of a joke versus it's more earnest. And then it's, you know.
Cool thing to me is all of my heroes that I have gotten to work with, everybody is the same amount of unsure about what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's very comforting.
Yes. That's the biggest thing for me that has made me feel like, this is very, like, helpful for me.
Yeah. I guess I'm curious then, because you're on the tour right now with Ben.
Yeah.
How is it like collaborating with her? Without revealing too much, I guess. I hope
I mean,
it's good. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. She's awesome to work with. I produced one song on her new record. Which that was so easy. We did it all in a day.
Oh wow.
That's crazy.
But it was similarly kind of fun, like just you know, whatever music has to be. You can't be like too rigid, or you have to remember that it's silly if you are, because it's you're just making sounds. You're just using stuff stretched over a piece of wood to make a funny sound.
Yeah.
So we just have fun and
wonderful.
You know, try to emulate a little bit of, I don't know, base something off of like, oh, that this one song, what if we did something like this,
right?
You know, that kind of thing.
Cool.
Unfortunately, this is where our audio started to cut out, but here's where we asked Christian all the fun questions for this interview, and here we asked, if he was a vegetable, what would he be?
I think I'd choose a carrot.
That's an excellent answer.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, that's my go-to, that's what I gravitate toward when
a carrot?
Is it a vegetable?
That is a
vegetable.
Or is it
a root? Root. A root vegetable?
Because when I'm asked this question, I say like a bean, which is, I don't
legume.
Even know, like
a legume.
Let's think of vegetable liberally.
Loose.
Yeah.
This is a loose vegetable definition.
You don't need to rigidly define vegetable.
No, there's no need for that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with carrot. That's my main guy. I like...
A baby carrot or like a
big, tall...
Big, tall carrot.
Yeah, a big, tall, skinny one.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Favorite flower or plant?
Favorite flower or plant. There are these things that bloom. I think they're native to Southern California. They bloom in March or something like that in Southern California, called jacarandas. They're just like these pretty like flower tree kind of things. It's like a tree, like a big tall tree, but like full of like pink and purple and white flowers and
gorgeous.
That's like the cherry blossom season here.
Yeah. One more question is just, what is your favorite season?
Winter.
Really?
From LA, so like.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's a different perspective.
Yeah.
Winter is like, I don't know what it is like anywhere. I guess it's like fall everywhere else.
Right.
Like in LA, it gets kind of rainy. It gets just reasonable that you can have like a, you don't need a big coat. You just go out and sometimes it's rainy and the sun goes down early. I really like not being hot.
And that was our interview with Christian Lee Hudson from 2 weeks ago now. We just want to thank him again for making time for us before the show. It was such a pleasure to talk with him. We're just going to hop right into the rest of the episode now. We're going to do a little ad break. And after that, we are going to come to you with Northsiders off of his album Beginners. As you heard in the interview, it's a very precious song to both Sam and I, and I think it has a really beautiful story behind it. And after that, it's just going to be followed with some more tunes from Beginners, some stuff from Quitters too. We'll take you along as we go. But for now, an ad break. We will hear from you after the ads.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
If I had any pot, we're going up to Mikey's spot. Covering important ground, I tried cocaine at my cousin's house. Yeah, I'm probably addicted now. The things that children lie about. I didn't notice it was getting late. You offered me a place to stay. We live up in the Palisades. Tell your folks you ran away. Besides, you're a Northsider now. Nothing's going to change it, pal. Then didn't trust the government, said that we were communists and thought that we invented it. Morrissey apologists, amateur psychologists, serial monogamists, we went to different colleges. But you said that we would always be branches on the same old tree, reaching away from each other for eternity. And you know I can't argue with that. Nothing's going to change it now. Could have had was working in the smoothie shop, but I couldn't get the weekend off. She told me I was getting soft. I read an article about the accident, probably reaching for cigarettes, and missed the brake lights up ahead. I hope it was an instant death. Sometimes I imagine us way down the line, getting fat somewhere in the countryside. It's crazy how things shake out sometimes. But maybe that's enough magic for me. Nothing's going to change it now.
Hello, welcome back to the garden. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, as always. Today, we are covering Christian Lee Hudson's show 2 weeks ago at the Hollywood here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And today's extra special because we had the privilege of actually speaking with him beforehand.
Yeah.
And he was just so welcoming, so kind.
Yeah. We played you the interview, but we can talk for a little bit about the show and also just about our interaction with him in general. Like, what you heard was only what we recorded, which unfortunately the microphone did start dying. So there was a little blip you may have noticed where Molly just filled in on the recording and said our audio cut out. But we still got everything we wanted recorded. But Yeah, he is maybe one of the friendliest people I've ever met. I like in another life, I'm like, we become best friends and hang out for him and Fenn, him, both him and Fenn.
I've never met two artists that were so down to just like chat and joke.
Totally.
And we mentioned earlier, but I feel like both his and Fenn's show, it was a co-headline tour, so they both did about an hour set.
Yeah, and they kind of switch every night, yeah, who goes first and who goes last.
Yeah, yeah. So he followed Fenn on the stop of the tour, and I would say both him and Fenn, half was comedy and half was just them playing their like absolutely their gorgeous,
devastatingly
music.
Gorgeous music.
He would slip in anecdotes about going to Hooters as a child and what his favorite fruit and vegetable would be, which contrasted.
This was with interesting, yeah.
What his favorite fruit and vegetable is not the same vegetable that we learned he would be, if that makes sense. He said he would be a carrot.
Yeah.
But his favorite vegetable is broccoli, according to what an audience member asked during the show.
Which for a moment I was shocked while watching this beautiful concert. But then I was like, you know what? That makes sense. I would be something different than like me. I mean, no one can see us behind the radio. But I'm like, my favorite vegetable might not line up with like what I would physically be as
exactly,
a vegetable.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
so now I'm rethinking my answer because just because I love beans doesn't mean I would be a bean. Yeah, or maybe I would. Some people, you could be.
Could be both, yeah.
So we learned a lot about him in that way.
Like in my mind, I'm maybe asparagus because I'm tall and I have curly hair.
You're quite asparagus.
But like that's not my favorite vegetable by any means. But I could be asparagus.
So we learned a lot about ourselves at Christian Lee Hudson.
We did.
The stop on the tour. He told a fun story about how he was in Vancouver, I think the first time or the most recent time, I'm not sure, but he was walking around and he had a raincoat on because it was rainy in the morning, as it often is in Vancouver. And by the afternoon, it was a beautiful day, and he described that some music hooligans. Or
yeah, like music. Yeah, hooligans, I think, is the term he used.
Goons, like,
music goons. Yeah.
Music goons spat on his shoes and said, nice day for a raincoat, obviously inferring that it was not a nice day for a raincoat or a trench coat. And he I don't know, he's just so funny. He said it in such a funny way. He said that these people accosted him on the side of the street.
He has impeccable comedic timing, yeah.
It's such a shock. Not a shock, but contrasting between, like, the beautiful messages and lyrics that he's putting in his music. You wouldn't expect him to be such a funny guy, but
I mean, but people have range. You know, people contain multitudes, dare I say. it is really interesting because like I found a lot of the answers to his questions, especially when we asked him about what other music like has inspired him or what does he listen to on the road, like what is he listening to right now. All of it was music that is so like lyrically story heavy and like has narratives that he would then describe to us.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to hear that because I was like, his music, part of why I love it so much is because every song is a story.
It's a full story.
Tales of his life or about like maybe they're fiction, maybe they're true, but it's just these beautiful like woven tales that is, you know, I mean, he's like, I guess like indie folk more. Like he's more falls into like a folksy category than anything. And that is like part of that genre of storytelling. But it's refreshing because I feel like music often doesn't have as much like attention to detail, and he really does, which I really like.
There's so much detail in like what he's describing. Sam and I were just talking while the music was playing off air about how listening to his music feels like we're in our hometown, but in like a really beautiful way of like I feel like I'm watching the sunset in the place that I grew up and like I'm around my friends, but it's like I don't know, it really transports me back to a time.
It's really interesting. It's like nostalgic to me, but I'm like, I wasn't listening to this music during those moments.
No.
Like, I'll be honest. Like, Beginners came out in 2020, so I didn't live in my hometown at that point.
No.
Like, I have moved on. And yet, listening to this music just reminds me of like this, like, you know, long gone, forgotten, like, simplicity kind of.
And like experiences that I haven't personally experienced, but like the way he describes them and sings about them and the way like he's produced, him and Phoebe have produced these albums. Makes me feel like I've been there and done that.
Totally.
So no, I think he's an incredible storyteller. It was really such a pleasure to have a chat with him. It was such a pleasure for him to come to Vancouver again, especially in such an intimate venue like the Hollywood. It was great to see his music in that capacity because, as we
really
mentioned
earlier,
we saw him two nights at the Orpheum, which is one of Sam and I's favorite venue, but it definitely was bigger.
And also the Orpheum is a little less formal, I guess, or it's more formal in a way because you're seated, you can't like move around. Whereas like, even though we did like get to meet him and Fenn at separate times, like backstage before the show, during each, like the opener and each one set, the other ones were just like around in the crowd. Cause like the Hollywood just is a more casual venue and it's, you know, got this old like kind of like Art Deco-y vibe to it. And yeah. It's just really fun.
It was such a fun show. We had like a very fun, I think we were at the Hollywood for around 6 hours total.
It was a marathon. I was exhausted. Yeah, I like collapsed when I got home and I could not do anything the next day. I was like really tired. Yeah, because we were there for I think 6 or 7 hours. Yep. And I had a Red Bull at one point. Like I was like, I need energy. Like if I'm going to get through this. And I mean, I'm happy I did because it was a phenomenal concert. But
yeah. Yeah. Overall, such a great time.
Overall, I also really like, I mean, again, it's hard to describe this, but his backdrop for the concert was gorgeous. It was the same one, I think, that was at the Phoebe show.
Same one that was at the Phoebe show.
But it's his Quitters album cover, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
And I remember seeing that at the Phoebe show and hoping that they'd be able to recreate it in some capacity for this smaller tour. Mm-hmm. And they did.
And it's gorgeous because he has these little twinkly lights in the back that shine like stars through this like kind of veil that is the album cover, which is like a nightscape with a swimming pool on it. And his album covers just have, like, really beautiful imagery on it. I'm not sure who the artist is, but I imagine it's the same one for both.
It is the same one for both. And we
found out...
What's
the fact? Yeah. Oh, my God, Molly. Drop that bomb.
I asked him to sign one of the album or the records that I've had for a while. And as he was signing, he said, fun fact, the font on both of his album covers is actually the Whole Foods font. That is so silly.
Which is so... I was like, was that intentional or unintentional? And he was like, oh, this was, like, very intentional. Like, he chose to do that, which... I just think it's kind of awesome.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
I'm also going to give, before we move on to more music, a little shout out to my friend Emma Amodio, who's listening all the way from Copenhagen in Denmark.
Goodness me.
Where she lives right now. But Emma is the one that introduced me to Christian Lee Hudson back in 2020.
Hi, Emma.
During the pandemic. And I would not be where I am right now, dare I say, without Emma's influence. So
beautiful. Thank you,
this
Emma.
This is for you. This is dedicated to you.
This episode brought to you in part by Emma.
Yeah.
Lovely.
If she could be here, she would.
Without further ado, I think we're just going to get into some more Christian Lee Hudson and then move into some of the tunes that he recommended to us.
Sure.
We're going to start off with Lose This Number off of Beginners, followed by Cherry off of Quitters, and then Sitting Up With a Sick Friend. Close your eyes, listen to the lyrics. They're at times... shockingly sad, but they're in such a beautiful way, like especially Sitting Up With a Sick Friend talks about his friend wanting to die, but it's with like the most beautiful melody underneath that you can't even comprehend what's going on first listen. So please enjoy. Here is Lose This Number by Christian Lee Hudson off of Beginners.
Bobby, help me track you down, 'cause I just saw your name in the paper. You said, of course, that reminded you of me. Don't you know that's how a name works? I know you don't have to forgive me. Hell, you probably should have. I got scared and I took off. I wanted to try, but I couldn't. That night you shook me, but I wasn't sleeping. You were afraid of the thunder. Asked me to come in the bedroom. Thank you.
of us finally together, where the whole time I've just been asleep here. 20 years younger, smell of sugar and seaweed, Indian summer. Pacific Coast Highway, didn't know you lost the cherry till it burned your leg. When you jerked the wheel, we almost died. I started laughing so hard I had to hold my side. You were like an older sibling to the scene, turned everybody on to SST. Found out you were sick, it broke my heart. We talked till the lights came on in Ozone Park. Every connection is exactly alike. One is the moon and one is the time. He said this notion that you might survive, it's just a golden carrot sitting on the horizon. Something big is coming, I don't know what it is yet. Something big is coming, I don't. Stretched across an aluminum can, kept saying it was so embarrassing, they're never gonna let you be alone again. I probably don't deserve a second chance. I crossed the only line you drew in the sand. There's no excuse for such an thought you should know, so you can get on with your life. Something big is coming, I don't know what it is yet. Something big is coming, I don't. cigar, smoking monster, a worried old dog with his nose in the crossword. Deep in the valley, awake on the couch, it hangs over my head all night, creeping me out. Have to figure out how to get rid of this stuff, and I know that you used to like it so much. Even called it a classic, and that still blows my mind. I don't know why. I don't know why. I had my head on your lap on the roof of this house, tip back bottle of vodka connecting the clouds. Never worried about making anyone's list. Do whatever you want, 'cause God doesn't exist. You chose the west side after the divorce. Your dad rented this bungalow on a golf course. And sometimes you wish you'd just randomly die. I don't know. Sounds alright to me. I don't know why. Squint at my palm and say long life ahead of you, and spit in my hand in that also a swimming pool. Joke that you already knew you were next in a long line of people who just never left this town. Rich people love to say they had it rough. I know I had a lot, but it wasn't enough. Do you think that that makes me a bad guy? I don't know. I don't know. Am I don't know.
May is Asian Heritage Month in Canada, and this year, the Vancouver Asian Heritage Month Society and its signature event, the Exploration Festival, is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Exploration Festival is a month-long celebration that brings together all of the Pan-Asian Canadian artists throughout the Lower Mainland, including visual, art, poetry, dance, and music. Find all of the events and exhibitions in the online program guide, which you can download at exploration.org to learn more about what's happening in your community this Asian Heritage Month.
Music Waste Festival. Showcasing unique local artists, Music Waste is happening from June 1st to 4th at different venues around Vancouver.
For performance information and each day's artist lineup, you can go to the Music Waste Instagram page. If you want to purchase one festival pass for 4 days of sweet live music, you can go to the link in the Music Waste Instagram bio.
Music Waste Festival. Here to fulfill your sweetest live show cravings.
Someday house up on the hill. And when your skinhead neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it. I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. I don't know when you got taller. See our reflection in the water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped the fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are now listening to Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers off of her most recent album. Although, it was released quite a while ago now.
But Punisher, 2020.
Yeah,
so, 2020. Phoebe, come on.
Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. Her and Christian are very close collaborators.
And good friends,
I think, good friends.
From childhood. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's such a pleasure to play this song today. It's one of Sam and I's favorites. And it's such a gorgeous tune. We're now in the adjacent section, so we'll be playing Garden Song, and then we're going to follow it by Porn Star. If we have time, we'll play some Amy Mann, and then we'll finish out the hour with Teddy's Song by Christian.
Enjoy
all these tunes. It's been wonderful spending time with you today. We've got Fen Lily coming to you in 2 weeks' time. That's all from us.
Yeah, thank you for coming to the garden with us. See you
have
next
a great
time.
Day, everyone.
But I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. You don't have to know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver. She told me my resentment's getting smaller. No, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. I have everything I
in a dive bar off of First Ave, I met my lover. She was my worst half. Forgot the first half, but I remember birthdays like it's a trick. I like how your brain works, but I don't get it. Fall for the same jerk. Don't like how they work. Because I love you. I never told you. And I don't wish I did. Because I never go first. Don't wish I did. Because I never go first. On the phone when I was trying to rehearse. Getting drunk at my grandma's wake. Then refusing to drink on my 21st. And loving him when he's the fucking worst. So that's a goddamn shame. And I had a mustache. She said to shave it. Looks like a porn star. Said you can't take it. Well, so I shaved it. And stood there and cried in the mirror for hours looking like a bitch. They were
too short. Tried my jeans on cause they were too short. If you could lean on me at the airport, if you could freak on me at the big dance, when you were mean to me at the resort, when you would cling to me at the seaport, well, they're the perfect land.